And so there's some things in the scripture right here that I want us to look at. Some of the circumstances that the children of Israel run into. And we face a lot of the same things in the day that we live and as we journey through life towards our promised land. They were headed toward Canaan land, but we're heading toward heaven. And until we get there, though, we're going to face some circumstances in life that we're going to need to follow Jesus. And there's going to be times when we don't know what to do and which way to turn. But I'm glad that the Lord has promised us that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us to the end. And if we'll just follow Him, He's given us a guidebook right here to go by. And I want us just to look at a few things that they faced tonight. See if we can run a parallel kind of maybe with our life and some things that we might face in life. So I want you to know this too. As God leads His dear children along, when we face things where we just don't know which way to turn, God will always make a way for His children. He loves you and He cares for you and He'll never turn His back on you, but He's going to help us on this journey towards home. Now, I want to just mention quickly right here, I've preached from it before, down here in the verse number 22. Listen to these verses right quick. So Moses brought Israel forth from the Red Sea. They went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Have you ever seen anybody that's went through some things in life that's left them bitter? You have to be very careful. There's going to be some things. There's going to be tough times in life, and there's going to be times in life that we just don't understand what's going on and why things can't change. And these people right here, they went 3 days without water, and they began to murmur and complain. They had to be Baptist, I guess. And they began to complain about the leadership. And but God showed Moses a tree. And I'm glad tonight we've got Calvary's tree. When we get in circumstances and we don't know which way to turn or what to do, look to the one that hung on Calvary's tree. Let me tell you something. This right here, when it was cast into the waters, it made the waters sweet. And let me tell you, there's times when you just get in circumstances in life where you don't know what to do, which way to turn, fall on your face before God. Look toward Calvary once again and realize what our Lord and Savior did on Calvary for us. He took that bitter cup of our sins upon Himself there. And let me tell you something, we ought not to complain when we go through a little trouble in life. God's been good to us, ain't we? Hey, let me tell you, we ain't got to die and go to a devil's hell, have we? Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. He's going to provide for our journey on our way home. He may not give me everything I want, but He's going to give me everything I need. And I trust Him. I've been in this thing long enough to realize now that He's never left me. I've turned my back on Him. But let me tell you something. He's always been there for me, and He always will be. And I bless His holy name tonight. Thank the Lord for His goodness and for His mercy. And there'll be times in life when we go through some dry circumstances, some dry places. But Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And I'm glad He's always there to help us through our hard times in life, ain't you? And I wish I could stand before you and do like some of these TV preachers say, and you'll never have any troubles, you'll never have any hard times, but you're going to have some. There's going to be troubles as we go through this life. There's going to be things that we just can't fathom that we're going to face as we journey toward home. But our final destination will never change. Things may change in life for us that we don't like. But I thank God for what He's done for us and on our journey home. Now in the next chapter right here, I want us to look at some things right here. Let's read just a few verses right here in chapter number 16. Now they've left Egypt. They went through Elam, a place that they encamped where they got rest. There was 12 wells of water there. 70 and 10 palm trees. It was a place of restoration, of relaxation that God had put them in there. But it was only temporary. Now, in verse number 1 of chapter 16, the Bible says, they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. For you brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I'll rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they'll walk in my law or no. I want you to notice, first of all, right here, looking into this passage of scripture right here, notice the wilderness that God put them in. It's called the wilderness of Sin. I don't know much about the historical things about this wilderness right here, but I see the name of Sin there. You know, this old world is a wilderness. My brother passed away a long time ago. But you know, he had a favorite song that I heard him play it and many times. And it went, I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to tell you some of the words of it. See, this world has been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. That's just one line of the lyrics in it. And this old world is a wilderness. And this world's not our home. We're just passing through it. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're here for just a little while. So I wouldn't drive my tent stakes too deep in this old world, because we're not promised tomorrow. But we are promised heaven when we leave this old world right here. And I thank God for that promise. The wilderness that God put them in. Notice in verse number 4, he says something that's interesting right here. In verse 4, he says, Lord said to Moses, Behold, I'll rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they'll walk in my law or no. Can I tell you something? God's going to put you to the test sometime. Now, they were in a wilderness. They were up against some circumstances that they didn't like. They began to murmur and they began to complain. But God said, Moses, I'm going to prove them out here to see if they're going to walk in my law or not. Now, he'd promised back in chapter number 15 right there, as he gave them a statute and an ordinance, which was a law and a command. And he told them, if you'll keep my statutes, if you'll keep my commandments right here, I'm going to bless you. Now they're complaining already right here in the wilderness of Sin right here, murmuring against Moses and against Aaron. It was a deciding place. You ever murmured against God? You ever look toward God and said, Why? Why me, Lord? And in a way, you're a little bit on the angry side with God because of your circumstances. That's where these children were right here. But God says, I'm doing it to prove them, to test them, to see if they're going to follow my book, follow my words or not. And can I tell you something? When we go through things in life and life gets tough, the devil will use that to get you to turn. You see, they wanted to go back into Egypt. Well, they said, we had bread there to the full. We had the flesh pots right there. Wish we'd have just died over in Egypt. You ever look back? I mean, things get tough, and you look back and say, you might look back and say, well, I had it better back there than I do now as a Christian. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because when you was lost, you just a heartbeat out of hell. It's by God's grace and mercy that you made it to where you are today. And so don't forget what God has done for you. Don't forget what God has done for you. Just as he brought the children of Israel out of 400 years of bondage in Egypt, he brought us out of sin's bondage and the penalty of hell. And so we ought to be thankful when God puts us into a test to prove us, to see if we're going to lean upon him or if we're going to turn. And that's exactly what he was doing right here to the children of Israel. So he brought them, the wilderness he put them in was to prove them. But also in verse number 3, it was to purge them. Notice this, what he said right here. They had the flesh pots and they had the bread to the full. And they had to, God was purging them. You know what? God had to purge me when he saved me. I had a big taste for sin. Big taste for sin. And I had a big taste for the things of this world. The alcohol, the gambling, all the various things that a lost man goes through in life. And, you know, I didn't just get saved and the next day, I mean, just flip a page over. All that stuff bothered me still. It bothered me. Temptation still comes to every one of us. And the devil's going to use temptation. He knows my weakness. He knows your weakness. And you better know he's going to prevent you with things. But God is going to purge them. He's going to purge me. He's going to purge you. And he's changing our diet. You know what? I used to love the pool rooms. I used to love the bar rooms and things like that. But God, when God came into my heart and into my life and the Holy Ghost began to work on me and to convict me and to make me feel shame, and, you know, and then I'd go to church. And when I first got saved, I began, you know, coming in kind of sitting on the back. And things was different, you know. Used to, I couldn't wait to get out of church. I couldn't wait till it was over. But then it became a little interesting to me. And I began to listen to the Word of God and feed off of the Word of God. And preaching was a blessing. You know, I kept working my way on down toward it. Before I noted, I was sitting on the front pew. Amen. God was purging me. He was getting this worldly junk out of me and putting godly things in me. And you know, I love church. I love church things. I love the worship of God. I love the fellowship of God's people. There's something special about being a Christian, ain't there? Amen. Now the things that I used to do, I want no part of it anymore. No part of it. So God, this wilderness he put them in, was to prove them, was to purge them. But notice this right here in verse number 11. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. You shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. In the morning the dew lay round about the host. When the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as a hoarfrost, on the ground. When the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it's manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you. Now verse 4 said, I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you. I'm glad I got some heavenly bread right here in this book tonight. And you know what? I've been feeding on it all my Christian life. And it'll fill you up. It'll order your steps. It's a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. And it's sweeter than the taste of honey. It's everything in my life. And I love the Lord. And I thank God that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And they penned this Bible down. And I'm glad it's manna from above for a child of God. We can understand God's plan for mankind through this book right here. It tells me where I come from. It tells me where I'm going. It guides my steps all through life. Thank God for manna today. Let me tell you something. Manna, it is a type of the written word of God, but it's also the incarnate Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is manna from above. And I'm glad that we can fellowship and we can feed off of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me show you something in John chapter number 6 right here. John chapter number 6. Jesus speaking, he said, I am the bread of life. Verse 51, he says, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world. And so Jesus is our manna. The Word of God is our manna. And I'm glad tonight that He told us in Matthew 4:4 that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeding from the mouth of God. And so I'm glad that we've got a Bible. When He was teaching His disciples to pray, He said to pray this way: give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And as we'll look at it in just a minute right here, but we need this book every day. We need to feed off the things of God every day. There's plenty of hog slop out in the world you can feed off of if you want to. But if we're going to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're going to be strengthened in the Lord, we need to get into the Bible and feed off of the things that God has laid down for us. Now, all right, not only the wilderness that God put them in, but the word that God gave them. He said in verse 4, notice the news. He said, the Lord said unto Moses, behold, I'll rain bread from heaven for you. People shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. The news. News. I'm going to give you something to get you through this journey. This Bible is so essential to us in our lives on this journey toward home. They needed the Word of God. They needed manna from above. And we need it. We need it every day. It is so essential in our lives. And this world has got so many things to keep you from taking time to feed off of God's table. But you remember what the psalmist David said? He said, thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to keep you off of God's table. And so be careful that you don't neglect what God has for you in His Word. The news was that I'm going to rain bread from heaven. And thank God He did. The need they had was hunger. And let me say, they were looking back because they got hungry when they needed to be looking up. Exactly where we are. What we need to do, isn't it? Look up. Look up. We need the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. Not only the news and the need, but the necessity. You know what you'll do? You know what will happen to you if you just quit eating natural food? You're eventually going to die, ain't you? You're going to get weak. You're going to get feeble. You're going to get down. And you're going to die. It's kind of that way spiritually for us as a child of God. A lot of times when we get in the way to where I don't want to go to church. That's boring. The thing just ain't, you know, you complain, begin to bellyache, make excuses. But you know who's at fault? You and me. You and me. God's got everything we need. Life or death. We can come to a point to where we're literally, in a sense, spiritually dead. I'm talking about we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can neglect the things of God to a place to where, I mean, we've gone so far backwards. I mean, we've got so weak and anemic in the things of God to where, I mean, we just get in a place to where we're practically dead. We need revival when we get like that, don't we? And I tell you what, we need revival every day. I do. And I'm glad I can get into the Word of God and find the things, the good news, my needs in life, and I can find nourishment. He said this right here in verse number 4. Notice this, what he said now. I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. Tells me that I need daily bread from God's Word. Amen. Ladies, y'all can say amen too. But we need God's Word. Jesus said, go out and gather a certain rate every day. Now, you ain't got to go out every day and read 15 books of the Bible in one day. Maybe just start reading through the book of John. Read your chapter a day, or Psalms, or you know, get in a pattern where you get out, where you get with God and you feed off of the Word of God and you fellowship with Him, and the Spirit of God, you know, encourages you and feeds you the things of God. God said, go out and gather a certain rate every day. He was ministering to His people there as they were belly aching and complaining about the things that were going on. But lastly, this right here, I want you to notice this. I'm talking about God leads His dear children along. But if God's going to lead, if He's going to provide, if He's going to guide, then we have to be willing to follow. Amen? Lastly, this right here. Not only the wilderness God put them in, the word God gave them, but the work God gave them. The work that God gave them. Now, this is for the men. This is for the men right here. Now, He's told them what He's going to do, but it's their responsibility. Notice what the Bible says right here. Verse number 16. Let me say something else too. A few verses before that, I read about the quails. Now, God was going to give them meat in the evening. They were going to get manna in the morning, rain down from heaven. But God was going to put quail on the table for them. He covered the camp in quail. He gave them water that was sweet. He gave them manna from above. Now He's giving them meat. Can I tell you something? We need the meat of the Word of God. You know why? It was in the evening when those quail come up. At dark. Just before dark. We need the strength of the meat of God's Word, because we're going to face some dark times in life. There are going to be some dark things that we are confronted with. And we're going to need the meat of the Word of God in our heart to get us through some things. Amen. So I just wanted you to see that. Now, the work that God gave them, let's look at verse 16. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it, notice this, every man. Gather of it, every man, according to his eating, an omer for every man. Listen to this. According to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. Y'all read that pretty good? Men, y'all understand that real well? God's given you a responsibility for your family, a responsibility for your children, and He will hold you accountable. Now, they tried to keep some of it over to the next day, according to, you know, they transgressed what God had told them to do. And it began to stink on them. You can't live on leftovers. Amen. 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 Now, preaching last Sunday was great. Preaching last Wednesday night was great. But this is a new day. We need something for today, don't we? And so God said, go out every day. Daddies, go out every day. It's your responsibility. In verse 20, they rebelled. But God said, it's my way. You got to do things God's way. And if there's ever been a day when man is trying to change God's word, man will even change the songs in that old red back book right here, taking the blood out. They're taking the blood out of God's word. They want to water down everything, to tickle everybody's ear and entertain folks. But God ain't in the entertaining business. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And that's the message. And thank God for the gospel. But the work that God gave them, I just wanted to really focus on this. It's daddy's responsibility. Daddy's responsibility for his family. God has put it on the man's shoulders. See that your family stays close to God. Faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. God requires faithfulness. Amen? You know why? Because He's faithful. He even requires us to be holy, don't He? And I bless His name. Amen? I'm going to stop right there tonight. But God, even though these people were rebellious and bellyaching and Baptist, God still loved them, didn't He? And God provided every need that they had. And God's been good to me, and God's been good to you. Like I said a while ago, I ain't got everything I wanted. I ain't got everything that I want right now. But I guarantee you, I got all that I need. I got all that I need. I needed Jesus. I needed my sins forgiven. And I needed the peace of God that passes all understanding. And I needed to know my name was written in heaven. God has showed me all that. He's forgiven me of all my wickedness. And I thank Him for that. All right, I'm done, folks. Y'all stand with us. Brother Connor, would you stand and dismiss us? Announcement right here. Lauren Rigsby baby shower Sunday, February 9th and February 16th. Baby girl, Everly May, that's her name. Granddaughter of Susan and Brandon McClendon. Okay, and there'll be tables set up if you want to give a gift for that baby shower.